Officials with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation and the Department of Law announced Monday that they'd approved Flint Hills' cleanup plan for the refinery property only. The plan does not include any cleanup outside of the refinery property line. Kristen Ryan is head of DEC's Spill Prevention and Response Division, and she says the agreement essentially states that Flint Hills should continue to do what it's been doing for about 3 years now.
It's basically our agreement that the activities that they are doing on site are the right things to do.
Flint Hills has been testing methods to clean up sulfur lanes since soon after the company announced in 2009 that it had discovered the chemical in groundwater outside the refinery property. Sulfur lane is an industrial solvent used in oil refining. It leaked from the facility in North Pole for years before Flint Hills bought it in 2004. The company also began providing drinking water to North Pole area residents, and it took the refinery's previous owner and the state to court to make the case that they share liability for the contamination. Ryan says in addition to sulfur lane, Flint Hills will continue cleaning up other on-site contaminants, such as benzene, that have leaked from the refinery since at least the late 1970s.
It's not just sulfur lane. In fact, a lot of the on-site recovery systems are in place to capture the benzene and the other gasoline-related spills that have happened over the years, which is unfortunately pretty common for a refinery back in the days when they perhaps weren't as careful.
Flint Hills spokesman Jeff Cook says the state's adoption of the plan is an important step toward continuing the cleanup and, company officials hope, eventual sale of the facility.
It is a critical step in detailing what's expected of us and allowing us to reposition ourselves for sale to a third party and to continue our operation.
Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins says he's encouraged that Flint Hills and the state have agreed to the on-site cleanup plan.
It's a step.
A step toward helping Flint Hills sell the refinery and getting it back up and running and restoring some of the 90 jobs and millions of dollars in tax revenues that the borough and North Pole have lost due to the closure. Hopkins says he's looking forward to the state moving ahead on a cleanup plan for the whole area affected by the contamination. The plume of sulfur lane in groundwater has now grown to about 3 miles long, 2.5 miles wide, and 300 feet deep. It's one of the largest contamination plumes in the state.
Any of the other actions for a large plume that's out in North Pole and the borough area, many residents have that plume underneath their properties, so we'll have to wait and see what some of the outcomes are that are offered for that.
The big cleanup will have to wait until after DEC Commissioner Larry Hartig issues his decision, expected by the end of the year, on whether to set a stringent sulfur lane cleanup level, as recommended by DEC staff, or a lesser level, favored by Flint Hills. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.